Iran. No! Oh, man! Then what happened? Giles eagerly baited for more. I just kept pouring it down. They say the battle was for oil, so I just kept giving it to them. His anecdotal storm now in full flow, Colin continued to rain sarcasm like a monsoon. 14 weeks we'd been laying that river, and it still took me 14 hours to remember what I was meant to do. The story spun forwards and back in time, all of them keeping up only by the sheer energy of Colin's recital. Like all good stories, it was well rehearsed over many years of recanting, honing, and editing to maximize the laughter of previous responses. Where a memory becomes a tale, and where a tale becomes so tall it overshadows the original events, this was now as much a part of him as any alternative reality. Having heard the story countless times, Lauren awaited the next line, the way one waits for a shitstorm. And that was how I left Iran. Like a Pavlovian dog, Lauren laughed on cue to the finale, along with all the others. She wasn't sure if it was sadness or pity she felt, and shuddered at the guilt associated with the latter. She had met Colin shortly after his return from Iran. His shyness and stumbling speech around her belied the man whose career she had followed from a different department, in essence another world in logistics. She had taken his insecurity around her as a compliment, as if a secret side of him shared only with her. Their love affair was in parts torrid and passionate, in others, melancholy and fragile. This intoxicating mix of never quite knowing where she stood was magnetic in its appeal when others, more positive to her, would repel. His agoraphobia, paranoia, and fears, only latterly discovered as the symptoms of the PTSD he had suffered from that event at the river. Unknown to either as they traversed the mind map of his mental struggles together. The relationship they thought stronger to have made it to the other side, but no less emotionally draining for such. Lauren often considered whether it was love or a justification of the journey that kept them together. Her requirement to doggedly hold on to the belief that having came through it, it had to be worth it. It just had to be. A relationship forged in such intense heat can become indivisibly solid once cooled, she often thought. The others laughed, not knowing the truths that Colin spoke, stepped deftly over events which led to it and the damage that caused. Remnants of such still lived with. Unlike Lauren, they, not knowing, the longer and more carefully we look at a funny story, the sadder it becomes.